Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 15th of February, and quite a sparky selection today. Starting on with ARC Minerals, which I've dithered over the last week or so in terms of covering it, but the reason for covering it was the unfilled gap to the upside early last month. Unfilled gap to the upside is, in theory, a multi-bagger signal. And so far, we've had a bit of a sideways move, but it looks as though the shares are ready to kick on higher now. End of day close above the 20-day moving average at 5.75 should be enough of a signal for people over and above that unfilled gap to the upside. And initial target here as high as 10p by the end of next month while we remain above the 50-day moving average and obviously the top of the gap, which was around 4.5p. But looks like a decent setup there because of that gap that we've had. Stock which I came up with a target towards £2, I think the last time or the time before last that I looked at it. It peaked today 195, which is nice. Stock which is also gapped through resistance. We had the original or the initial gap this month through the what was that, the £2 or the £1.10 level. And then sort of consolidated around there and then pushed higher. Normally gaps to the upside come in threes, which is what we had in the December-January move. This is the second gap, so it looks as though £2 should be the minimum here. And end of day close or a weekly close through £2 would be enough to give us a fresh leg to the upside. Best case scenario here at the moment, although it seems rather unlikely, as high as £4 on a 1 to 2 month basis if we can clear the £2 level relatively quickly this month. Stop loss at the moment, either back below today's low at 160 on an end of day close basis, or if you're going to forward it, the floor of the gap at £1.45. But obviously, this is a very volatile situation. Ideally, you've been running this stock from the lower levels. But as I said, £4, best case scenario target at the moment, while we hold above £1.60. Stock which I covered yesterday, and today Braveheart opened at 47p, already at 62 after peaking at 64. Yesterday's target was as high as £1, which seemed a bit ambitious at the time, but could hit that now by the end of next month, as long as we get a decent close today above the January resistance there at 54p. But bear trap gap reversal that we had in December, a really big signal for the bulls, and one would expect a decent follow through with £1 and maybe even more coming through over coming weeks. Stock which is less in the limelight but may start to become more of a hero as time progresses. Another situation with E-Energy, where we've had a gap through resistance, and while we hold above the 16.2p peak of last month, looking for further significant gains here as a potential multi-bagger stock. So that would be towards the resistance line there from September. That's giving us or promising a target as high as 30p, especially while we hold above that 16.2p peak. But ideally, this is just the start of a decent run. Stock which was mentioned over the weekend by good friend of us all is coming up next, Mineral and Financial Investments. Here we've had decent breakout through 10p with a long candle. That suggests that hopefully this time the shares will stay up after going up. End of day close above the initial February peak at 11p should be enough to give us follow on through price action towards a line of resistance from 2018, summer of 2018. As high as 20p, and that could be seen over the next 1 to 2 months, so maybe going into April. Moving along to a stock which sort of joined the gold rush in the this particular space. Here we've got MGC Pharmaceuticals, and well, there's not much of a chart to go on. There's still enough to say that we're in a rising trend channel. The channel currently has its floor at 3.9p, and top of the channel looks as though it's heading towards 7p, and that may be seen as soon as the end of this month. The easiest momentum buy trigger at the moment is to wait for an end-of-day close through 4.9p, which was Friday's peak ahead of looking for 7 pence. In fact, I mean, it could actually be more than that. Depends exactly how wide you think the trend channel is, but 7 pence looks like the minimum while we hold above 3.9 pence. Big mover today has been Oilex with decent tentative news. I think we looked at this before, maybe a week or two ago. Can't quite remember, doesn't really matter too much now. But we've had the gap through the initial February resistance at 0.1 pence and already hit the notional trend channel target at 0.2. Oh, well, I suppose it's 0.21 pence. End of day close or a weekly close above 0.21 could give us a fresh target to the upside as high as 0.35, which is a March resistance line projection. And the upside argument basically in force while we hold above that old spike there at 0.13 from August. So above 0.13, best case scenario target as high as 0.35, maybe by the end of next month on Oilex. Stock which has given us rather a rocky ride, especially with the odd fundraise in between, has been Pantheon Resources. But today's gap through the initial February resistance is a plus point. So is the gap through the 50-day line at 38 pence. And while we hold above the 50-day line, we're looking for a top of July trend channel target as high as 60 pence by the end of next month. It looks as though with the gap through the 50-day line, we don't really have to wait for any further triggers. Although obviously a weekly close or end of day close through last month's resistance zone around 46 pence would be nice early this week. Stock which I don't think anybody's really covered at all is Riverfort, but it's had a bit of coverage here over the last few months. The big breakthrough, I suppose, was the break above or holding above a penny, which was achieved at the beginning of last month. It was, I think, one of the stocks of the year on ShareTalk as well. But today's gap through resistance hits the initial target we had at 1.7, 1.8 pence. And above that, the top of that rising March trend channel from last year at 1.8 pence, we're looking towards a best case scenario target over the next month or two, as high as 2.5 pence, which is a March resistance line projection, steeper one. And that hopefully seen by the end of next month or going into April if we are not so lucky. Scancell, always a spiky stock, but today it's managed to fulfill the dreams of the bears. We had a bit of a bear trap, or the bulls rather, we had a bear trap at the early part of this month down to the 12 pence level, which clearly would have shaken out the weak hands. But today hit the top of the rising trend channel from April, around 26 pence. End of day close or a weekly close above 26 pence could give us a fresh leg to the upside and a target close to 50 pence by the end of April, or I suppose the way things are going at the moment, by the end of this month, because it's looking rather vibrant. This stage only really back below the old December resistance around 17 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. So looking pretty strong for Scancell. Stock which has also frustrated the bulls for quite a while, but looks like it's finally coming good, is Vela, breaking that resistance line there from September. That was at 0.08 pence or so. And while we're above that line, and looks like we've got the price action today fully above that line, ideally the shares hit 0.16 by the end of next month. The logjam looks to be cleared. And all the near-term moving averages are rising there, which is a nice sight to see. A couple of stocks to go now. First one is Wildcat, which I haven't looked at as much as I would have liked, but here it is anyway, gapping through resistance, closing high there at 1.37 pence in January, and an end-of-day close through that could point to a target as high as 2.5 pence at the top of last month's trend channel, to be seen as soon as the end of March. So looking pretty well set there for Wildcat. Stock which has had a decent update today is Zoetic, and still trading rather higher perhaps than the shorters would have liked, even after all their efforts. Broadening triangle there from September, floor of the triangle there currently at 67 pence. While we're above 67, still very much in bull mode, and in fact, while we're above the 50-day moving average at 71 pence, really in bull mode, so not really affected at all. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end of day or a weekly close above 80 pence, which would just hopefully blow away the bears. Overall, while we're above the mid-60s, looking for as high as £1.20 over the next month or two. But clearly the upside only valid there while we hold above the mid-60s area. So watch out for that. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.